You're listening to SBS News.
As a High Court judge for more than 30 years, Michael Kirby knows the law, and he's using his expertise to call for a national bill of rights.
I've had a lot of wrongs to repair, and looking only to Parliament to repair them is not always a very effective way of dealing with the problem.
Mr. Kirby made his call while delivering the oration for the Diversity Council of Australia. He says it's the wrongs of the past against women, migrants, LGBTI communities and Indigenous people that a Bill of Rights would address. The Australian Capital Territory, Victoria and Queensland have already introduced their own bills. Opponents argue Parliament adequately protects people's fundamental rights and that creating a national bill would shift more powers to the courts. But Mr. Kirby says a national bill is inevitable.
The proposal in Australia is to have a model based on the New Zealand and the United Kingdom law that permits the bringing of proceedings before the courts that will help to draw attention, but leaves the last word to Parliament.
Rights groups believe having a human rights bill would better protect minority groups from the at times hateful rhetoric faced by some of those communities. Jude Munro from the Victorian Pride Centre says a bill may have framed the debate around same-sex marriage differently if it existed.
The right to marry would have been one of those rights that would be equally shared across all Australians. And that may have been helpful. It may have framed things in a very positive light, that we are all equal under the law.
Diversity Council of Australia's Mariam Vesada says the legal application of the law is one thing, but what it represents can also be just as powerful.
Sometimes it's also the symbolism, the profound symbolism around a Bill of Rights and the message that it is sending to all groups, be they in the majority or the minority, that their rights are very much taken seriously and something that will be forever enshrined in law.
Mr. Kirby says exactly what the bill would include is up for debate, but he says it's a discussion that needs to be had.
Issues of fundamental human rights are not just matters of votes, they're matters of principle and a matter of the fairness of a society and of a country. And that's why most countries have constitutional or statutory bills of rights, and that's why we should have them in Australia.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.